YA, masks. Maybe if I wear a mask, I'll be protected from this virus. Maybe if I cover my mouth, I won't speak up against the violence. The whole world sees a struggle while those who struggle see the tyrants. The mask is now a symbol seen as a muzzle for the righteous. I wonder if keeping our distance covers up the rise in domestic abuse. I wonder who is lying and who's telling the truth. I wonder if in years to come we'll get answers to what caused this. I understand a mask can't protect a race from feeling cautious, from feeling, grieving, from already fearing for their lives. I wonder if the pandemic is even a blip in time. I wonder if it shook the cosmos like it shook our minds. I wonder if feeling alone in our own home together makes this all right. I wonder if anyone's really happy at all. I wonder if we still feel connected when we respect a little more. I wonder what we're really distancing for. I would never knowingly endanger the lives of another being. But when I walk out, the mask on my mouth covers my disbelieving. How strangers scurry to the edge of the pavement out of fear of disinfection. How material is now integral for everyone's protection. I've been wondering why we pay for something that the law demands we need. How surely if it saves a life, then the face mask should then be free. Do government-backed bailouts help the rise in redundancies? Who is putting who at risk to rise an economy? If the figures are now rising, then now we should concede that the face mask is a necessity unless we're out to eat. So many contradictions, I've confused myself so much. I wonder how the distance really helps us keep in touch. With phones and Zoom and gadgets to ease the fuss post-shock. For some, the only connection is a visit to the shop. For others, is a friendly face 2 meters space after a knock. The world has paused, we felt its force, and now there is no stop. I wonder how isolating it is in public for those who lip read. I wonder if it limits us to what we really see. I wonder if it masks the plight and what we really need. Because I'm feeling antisocial and my mask limits how I breathe. How do you say it's for our protection? To stop the spread of infection for those who are high risk. Now there's an invention, no cure, but a mask can be worn to limit your connection, to limit your affection, to ensure you are accepting. This new way in a new place I don't even recognize. Because despite the pressure, the fear and the ever-growing rise, you don't need a mask to cover up the confusion in our minds. For you, of course, I'll cover my mouth when I go out. But I won't cover my eyes.